Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. As Denver's Mayor Mike Johnston continues to work to shelter 1,000 people by December 31st, some city council members are raising concerns. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Councilmember Stacey Gilmore is stepping down as chair of the Homelessness and Safety Committee. She's frustrated with the mayor's plan to shelter 1,000 people experiencing homelessness by the end of the year. Gilmore says Johnston is consolidating poverty into communities of color, and she wants more transparency, public input, and communication from the mayor. Johnston says his office is moving with urgency and will keep council informed in a rapidly changing situation. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Head coach Deion Sanders has brought national attention to CU Boulder's football program. Now the University of Colorado is working to ensure diversity off the field as well. Deandra Mull is the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs. She says it's a priority for a school where only about 3% of the student body identifies as Black.
When student bodies are more diverse, everyone wins. So for us, we're making sure that we are recruiting a student body that reflects the world that they're going into upon graduation.
Mull says CU has a new Associate Vice Chancellor for Enrollment Management. The school does direct outreach to potential students and has developed programs to foster inclusion once students are enrolled. Weather is forcing the Class 2A football championship to move. Number 1 ranked Delta will now play number 3 Rifle in Grand Junction on Saturday. The game was expected to be played in Pueblo, but a large snowstorm forced high school athletics officials to move it. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock Saturday. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News.